back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Sam Phillips is in tonight. Nice to see you, Sammy.
I love you, Timmy.
And don't forget, next Tuesday, we're going to be at KCAL doing a show live from the KCAL.
The KCAL.
Yeah.
Can I come by the KCAL?
No.
Why? He likes me, that man.
No, you were too irritating last time you were there.
I was great. Jim Hill loves me.
Does he really?
Oh, he loves me.
Oh, that's right. Jim Hill does like you.
Thank you. Mm. They all love me.
All right. But anyway, so it's going to be Tuesday at 8 o'clock, and we'll be on TV at 8:35, 9:35, and 10:35.
At
on
the
TV! Wow. And Danny Bonaducci will be there.
Ooh.
Tom Likas is confirmed. He'll be there at some point.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm.
So Tuesday. It's not April Fool's. We're really doing it over at KCAL and CBS, because that's April Fool's.
Wow, I didn't know that. I didn't know. And you don't have a chick showing up? No Heidi? No Teresa? No Sam Phillips?
I don't think Frosty, Heidi, and Frank are coming by, and I don't believe Teresa's coming by, and Gene will be there, though, right?
Yay!
Be there. Yeah, I'll be there.
Yay!
Moral support.
Thank you. I was going to say, the chicks
right.
have to show up.
Yeah, it's a little after 9 o'clock. That must mean news with Gina Grad, everybody.
Now, from the 97.1 Newsroom.
Here's the news, bitches.
Here's Gina Grad with the news.
Oh, my God. Who are you?
Here's the news, bitches.
Sorry, first I have to say, you're going to have to forgive me. I'm a little winded right now.
Why?
I asked
Why were
Jerry
you running through there? What were you running through the door there? Were you outside?
I just needed him to play an extra spot because I had to run down to the Rhino.
Oh, yeah. You're at the Spearman Rhino.
I did
Rhino.
A three-minute appearance.
Oh.
And I just got back. So thank you for stalling. I appreciate it.
All right. Well,
I'm
thanks for coming back.
They didn't mob you down there.
Oh.
Those breasts. I
You're
mean,
very sweet. They tried, but I had to do the news. So
you can give those girls a run for their money.
You just announced there. You don't hit the pole, right?
No, not yet. I'd like to. I'm training.
Okay.
Look at her. She should be hitting the pole.
Yeah. All right. All right. So what's in the news,
Oh, my
Gina
God.
Grad?
We have some news. Well, first of all, this is a special one for you, Timmy. The Yenta's over at The View, according to TMZ, went all googly-eyed for Barack Obama on today's show. But it was Barack Walters. It was Barbara Walters who really went all crazy with him. It came out on the show that he's actually related to Brad Pitt. Somehow. They got really excited about that, and then the hilarity ensued.
Oh, I guess so.
I understand that you're related to Brad Pitt in some way. How are you related to Brad Pitt?
I guess we're ninth cousins, something removed or
Isn't
something.
That fascinating stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I think he got the he got the better looking side of the gene pool, you know.
I like when they start talking over each other. It's always entertaining.
Pool, you know.
We shouldn't say this, but we thought you were very sexy looking.
Oh, boy.
I'm sure Mrs. Obama appreciated that.
Yeah, I'm sure Hillary Clinton appreciated that, too. All right.
She's like, why aren't they all pining over me?
Yeah, I don't know. Enough with this election already. All right, anything else in the news, Gina?
Yes, the Transportation Security Administration said Friday its officers at a Texas airport allegedly forced a woman to remove her nipple rings. One of the nipple rings... Jerry, please. One of the nipple rings had to be removed with pliers.
Ow!
And they acknowledged that the procedure should be changed.
Oh, come on.
That was very big of them. Mandy Hamlin told reporters earlier Friday she was humiliated by last month's incident, in which she was forced to painfully remove the piercings behind a curtain as she heard snickers from the male TSA officers nearby.
But, Randy, please.
He loves it. But they're fighting back because Mandy has got Gloria Allred on her side.
I was going to say she
does.
The nipple lawyer.
Indeed. And here's what Ms. Allred had to say about the incident.
All right, here we go.
The last time that I checked, a nipple was not a dangerous weapon. We wonder what TSA would do or have done if a passenger had a ring or stud in their vagina. Or penis.
Oh, boy.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, look at that.
That almost sounds sexy coming from her.
You know what we should do is just use this as a the sound clip, the sound bite from whenever we talk about Gloria Allred.
In their vagina or penis. In their vagina or penis.
Yeah, that is a little odd that they made her, you know, take her nipple rings out. Yeah. I mean, it really is a little bizarre.
With pliers.
But I mean, how much do you sue for? Is it worth $2 million a nipple?
Oh, a lot of pain and suffering.
$5 million. I mean, how much does the government have to pay this this woman?
But don't you think when you're like trying to like work it off really hard as you can with your fingers, and you're like, you know what? It's just not coming off. They give you a pass instead of handing you like a wrench.
Now, did she have to do it herself, or did the TSA agents do it to her?
It seems like she did it to herself and they just laughed, but pliers got involved. That's what I think the problem here really is.
Do you think they have, like at TSA, at security, they have nipple pliers? I mean, that's what they're there for.
Okay, but what were those pliers used for besides removing nipple rings?
Nothing.
Fixing
that's what they're there
fuse
for.
Boxes in an airplane?
That's what they're there for.
No, they couldn't just be nipple ring removers.
That's what they said. Yeah, they have them there. Nipple ring remover.
In their vagina or penis.
So like how we have a first aid kit sitting up on our wall, they have like a nipple ring remover kit on their wall
exactly.
at the airport.
In their vagina.
Yeah, it's in their vagina.
Wow.
Look at that woman.
That hurts.
All right, anything else in the news? Gina Grad.
Yeah, finally, this is a little bit of a breaking story. Popular afternoon radio talk show host Tom Likas had some very breaking news for his listening audience today.
Oh, boy.
Tom said today he had been inundated with calls regarding a certain topic that's near and dear to his listeners' hearts. That topic is Flash Fridays.
Right.
And here's what he had to say about the popular summertime ritual.
All right, here we go. Flash Fridays. What's going on? Why haven't we seen it?
A question a number of you have asked are asking. And I'm going to answer it for you. Many of you have written in about Flash Friday, and you've said, hey, it's daylight savings time again. What about Flash Friday? And I want to let you know that the government's finally gone far enough. Daylight savings time was moved back earlier in the year again. To the point where, at the end of the show, in many parts of the country, it's still dark when this show is on. So we have made an executive decision. Flash Friday is a summertime event, and it will begin right after Memorial Day. And it will continue through Labor Day.
Well, I don't give an F!
Tommy, please, you do.
An executive decision.
Tim.
Flash Friday is a summertime event, and it will begin right after Memorial Day.
I'm confused.
And it will continue through Labor Day.
Wow.
I'm confused. I thought Flash Friday was every Friday when the sun went down.
No, then your lights would be on.
Oh.
It's people driving around during the day with their lights on.
Oh. But I thought it was just every Friday in general.
No, Sammy, you got to listen to the whole show.
I had no idea it was a summertime event.
You got to listen to all 5 hours. No, it never was a summertime event before, but with daylight savings now pushed earlier and earlier.
Do you think
crazy.
It's a conspiracy against Tom Likas? The government is doing it to him. They're shafting the man, our man, Tom.
By the way, you see the man on TV right now announcing the Dodger game. You know who that is?
Chick Hearn?
No.
Okay, wait. Oh, God, who is that old man?
He's been with the Dodgers for 50 years.
Walter Cronkite.
No, not Walter Cronkite.
Okay, wait. Give me a hint. Give me some letters. No. Give me a first initial.
No, who's the announcer for the Dodgers for 50 years?
Len Herman?
Harry
no,
Carey?
No, that would be... Do you know who it is?
Is it Harry Carey?
Mary Carey? She's a porn star.
Or Mary Carey.
Do you know who it is, Gina?
I am not a
grad. Give me a clue.
I'm such a bad grad.
Wow.
Give me a clue.
But neither one of you know who that guy is.
That old man? I've never seen him before.
He's 81 years old,
by the way. He looks like Bob Uecker.
Yeah,
or Bob Eubanks.
Bob Uecker, yeah. He's 81 years old. He's been the Dodgers announcer.
Who is that Dodger? Didn't they like fire that guy or something?
He just started with the Dodgers in 1954, I think.
Dude, give me an initial. Give me a hint.
Yeah, drop an initial. Then.
Come on, me.
All right, see if there's any chicks out there that can help you out. All right, are there chicks out there that know who the Dodger announcer
is? Just give me the initials. I know I can get it.
I don't think you'll get it.
No, come on. Make a bet with me. I'm big with bets.
Nah.
Come on.
All right, we'll have a chick help you out here. All right, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Who is the Dodger announcer? He's been been with the team for 54-ish years, something like that.
God bless it.
I think he's going on maybe 60 years with the Dodgers.
You can't give me the first and last initial. I can get
it. I'll tell you, it's not Rick Monday.
I've never heard of him.
Okay. It's not Jerry Doggett.
Never heard of him.
He does the commercials for Farmer John.
Farmer John. Jimmy Dean! Sorry, that's Farmer John. I'm confused.
Sammy. All right, the first chick that calls up right now, we'll just take her call cold. No, don't look it up, Sammy. Don't look it up. The first chick that calls up.
You're supposed to give me a hint.
Nah, Sammy, come on, man. Dude, I guess girls just don't know this. Is that possible?
I could tell you stuff about the American League. Sorry, I don't really follow the National League.
It's like my dad always said every time he asked me a question like
dad
this
grad?
And I didn't know. Dad grad. I'd go, I don't know, Harry Carey? And he'd go, oh, Angel, that's why I had a boy and a girl.
That's a nice dad.
That's so classic.
I've been hearing that for almost 30 years.
Wow. Your dad is Steve Gray. He does sports for KNX.
Sports KNX 1070.
Would he be embarrassed or mortified or pissed if you didn't know it?
No, he likes having a dumb girl and like a sporty son. You know, I think that's okay with him.
Mm-hmm. Now, does he mind your huge rack?
Jesus,
I certainly hope not.
How
because it's the one surgery I
it?
Haven't had. So,
well, you know, Dad
isn't going to go for round three.
I'm just saying, Joe Simpson, you know, the Simpson daughters, you know, he's always extolling the virtues of breasts with his daughters.
He's a nice Jewish guy from, you know, Chicago. For God's sake,
all
Sammy.
Right.
Wait
Let's
a minute.
Talk to a Nancy. You're on 97.1 Free FM. Nancy, you're on the air.
Is it me? Oh, it's Francie. Hi.
Say, hey, Francie.
Vin Scully, ladies.
There you go.
Vin Scully, girls.
Why did you just say BS?
Hold on 1 second.
I would have gone Vin Scully.
Hey, Francine, we're going to give you something here.
I asked for a little hint.
By the way, is it embarrassing to your gender that they don't know who he is?
It is indeed, and especially the grad angle.
Hey,
there.
I'm not even from here.
Yeah, me either. I'm from Brooklyn.
Ask me about the Kansas City Royals, Francie.
Yeah, and ask me about the American League.
Daryl Strawberry, Kevin Seitzer.
Ask me about the Angels.
Okay, here,
ask me about the Tigers.
Who's the announcer? How about this? Who's the announcer for the LA Kings?
Oh. You've met him.
Yeah, he's really nice.
Yeah, what's his name?
Awesome.
He's the nicest guy ever. Huh?
Either one.
Yeah, either one of them.
Oh, I thought she was going to say two words. I'm like, I assume there was two words. What in the hell is his name? He's the nicest guy ever. Isn't his last name Smith?
No.
I love that guy. I seriously love that guy. What the hell's his name, Tim?
You've met both of them.
I know. Who's the one that has the most amazing stories that he wrote, that he's going to write a book?
Yeah.
I'll give you the initials. All right?
Yeah.
BM is one of them.
BM?
Yeah.
Not Bob Moore.
AF.
Right. And then the other one is JF.
JF.
Right.
Yeah.
Jeff. I think, Tim, don't you think that the Kings, they need to win next year for Bob?
Well, yeah. I mean, they're not going to, but they should.
But he's been there forever, and he's not going to see us get a cup. It's frustrating.
I know. It is frustrating. All right. Hey, hold on 1 second. We're going to give you some.
Okay, thank you.
Hold on.
Is Rob Blake still on the Kings?
No. We're going to give you a pair of tickets. He's with them, but he's not on the team. We'll give you a pair of tickets to 2008 Toyota Grand Prix of Long Beach. The race runs April 18th through the 20th. Wow, that's a long effing race, man. 3 days?
Wow.
And for more information, go to lbgp.com, which is longbeachgrandprix.com. lbgp.com.
Who are those two people, the BM and the JF?
Bob Miller is one of them.
Yes!
And JF is Jimmy Fox.
Oh, yeah. I would never have known those.
They're
two.
Awesome.
Are they cute?
I'm such a jerk.
Are they single?
No.
They're
one of them's
single.
Like very like married for like what, like
90 years?
40, yeah. Right. Yeah.
Who's the Laker announcer?
You know what? You get delight and pleasure out of this, don't you?
We'll stop teasing you.
You know what? Why don't we ask him who hosted the freaking, you know, pre-party for the Emmys?
Yeah. Why don't we ask him who dates someone?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know any of that.
Yeah, well, clearly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but if somebody, like, if somebody said to me, who was the, you know, a star, who was the cowboy that was in Hollywood Pictures, went on to be... the governor of the state of California and then president of the United States. Who would that be?
Ronald Reagan.
Right. See, I would know who Ronald Reagan was. Vin Scully's in the same league. He's been on the Dodgers.
Then how come I didn't know him?
Have you ever heard the name Vin Scully?
Yes, but like I said, I'm not such a huge fan of the National League, and I wasn't joking. I don't really follow it so much.
I know, but he literally has been in... Jerry, check how long he's been on the Dodgers. I think it's 54 years.
Is it Vin, like Vin Diesel or Vince?
Vinny. V-I-N-N-I-E, I believe. Vin Scully. It's V-I-N.
Okay.
Like as in Vincent. Yeah, Vin Scully.
No, my one thing about baseball, and, you know, baseball fans will kill me, I can't stand the way it sounds. So whenever that announcer dude comes on, that's when I turn it down. I just want to watch the action.
That is so funny you say that, because I can't stand that. The longest time,
it's like
football and baseball in the background, like on the during
it's like
the
listening
afternoon,
to AM.
I'm the exact opposite, though. I feel like it's really relaxing. Like,
because your
it on
dad was into the sports, and you grew up with it.
Exactly.
All right, anything else in the news, Gina Grad?
One more story, if you have a minute.
Let's go. All right. How long, Jerry? How long has it been?
Well, I can't really find the exact date, but it says that he did make a call in the 1955 World Series, so at least 50 years.
I'll do it.
That's half of a century.
No,
isn't
I'm on
it?
Wikipedia right now. It
doesn't say in Wikipedia how long he's been with the Dodgers. Is that right?
It says that he was honored with a lifetime achievement and introduced into the Radio Hall of Fame in 1995. Oh, okay, his 58-year tenure with the Dodgers. 1950.
Wow. All right, 1950, he started with the Dodgers.
Damn.
He's been on the team for 58 years. He's been doing this. He's 81 years old.
How many raises do you think that guy's gotten in his day?
Probably a few. But I find it astonishing that you don't know.
But he never had a product. Like, Harry Carey had Holy Cow Cola and all that, like, great branding stuff. So there was a reason to remember him.
Yeah, but Vin Scully did the Farmer John commercials.
Oh.
You know that? Farmer John. Easternmost in quality, westernmost in freshness. You remember that?
No. I think that was a West Coast
before our
thing.
Time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It could be before
here.
Our day, too.
These excuses of not knowing who Vin Scully is.
I grew up on the East Coast, buddy. Ask me something about, you know, the Giants or the Jets.
Where were the Dodgers from originally?
The Bronx.
No, me. Brooklyn.
Gina. Yeah, that's exactly right. But, you know, it's got to be... I got to take my headphones off here because I'm so disgusted at the two of you.
Why? We're chicks.
With the two of you.
Ask us the cup size of somebody.
This man.
Don't ask us who announces.
Listen to me. This man has been broadcasting 160 games, give or take, like before there weren't 162. But this guy is on the air broadcasting the Dodgers for 54 years.
That's a record.
It is a record.
Yeah, I bet.
Have you ever heard him?
He's that old dude. With that bad, annoying, like, baseball music in the background. You know, that, like, white noise. And then you hear some old dude announcing.
All right, when we come back, Gina has one more story. And it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Sam Phillips is here. Gina Grad's doing the news. And the man who announces the Dodgers games is...
Vin Scully.
That's exactly right.
I love the pause.
She almost blew it again.
I had to think, I'm like, who the F are we talking about?
All right. And we're live on 97.1 Free FM.